In the bottom of Lamed Aleph Beis. Omer Le Abaye Le Rav Yosef. Tvi La Zu. Chotzeit or Eino Chotzeit. Rashi learns that the Kashi is according to Rabbi Yehuda. That Chotzeit or Rabbi Yehuda. The Omer Neisrach Tvi La Bi'almahi. According to Ben Zoma, that it's a Doraisa, or even if it's only Drabbanim without Avoda, but it's Bishuma Doraisa, so it's like every other Tvila. And Chatzitza is a problem. But according to Yehuda, that this Tvila really is not necessary. It's only to make you remember maybe you had another tumah. So it's not really a Tvila, because you're tar. You don't really have to be Tovil. We're only doing this as a means to remind you of a tumah Yishana. Right, possible chatzitza kashar tefilos of dumba kiven the ainu boy el lahashkiru alatuma yishana below the tire bar he bar lo possible chatzitza. It's not really coming to matire the person; he's tar. It's coming only as a means to remind him. So maybe chatzitza doesn't possible, even though other tefilas drabbanan. There, the purpose is to be matire yumid drabbanan. Here, the inyan is not to matire at all. So maybe chatzitza shouldn't be a problem. Amarlei called the tikkun rabbanan came to raise the tikkun. No, the Rabbanan, since they made a tefillah, it has to be like all other tefillahs. And chatzitza apostles. Omer le Abaye of Yosef, bia b'miktsa shema bia olo. Rashi learns, shema bia linyan tefillah zu. Now, Gabi, this tefillah, did they make the takana that you had to be tovel if you go into the Azara, only if you go completely into the Azara, or even bia b'miktsa? Bia b'miktsa, the Gemara has a machlokas in Zvachim, I think, Bia B'miktzas is Shema Bia or Lo Shema Bia. There's three shittas in Reish Lakish, what the halacha could be. One is Yechayef Kares, even if you only go a miktzas, put your hands into the Azara and your tummy. The other man the Omer in Reish Lakish is that you're not Chayef Kares, you're only Chayef Malkus, but it's in Issa D'Raisa. The third sheet is it's only Issa D'Rabbanan. That's how the Rambam paskens. But in any case, so Bia B'miktzas, though, is also either Midrabanan, Malkus, or Croesus. So Legabe, this halacha, you have to be Tovel, was it also a person who's Tohar and even puts his hands into the Azara has to be Tovel before? Or only if you go Mamish into the Azara? Omarlei, Bahono Shochichu, Shehein Bia B'miktzis, right? I'll prove it to you. The Metzora puts his thumbs into the Azara because he's a Mechusar Kippurim. Okay? And he went to the mikveh the day before, right? And he, what's it called, doesn't have to go, according to Rabbi Yehuda, this day only because he went the day before. If he wouldn't have gone the day before, he'd have to go to the mikveh today. So according to everybody, mitzad that takana of going to the mikveh before you go into the Azara, you have to do it. Right? Shehein bia b'miktzas, v'tanya, mitzora tovel, v'omid b'shar mikvenor. And it has to be tovel again. And even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it doesn't have to be tovel, it's only because he was tovel the day before. And therefore there's no chshash anymore of Tumah Yishana. But if there would be a chshash, then he'd have to be Tovel again. So mashma that even for Bia B'miktzas, you have to be Tovel. Rashi, Shema Bia, Le'inyan Tvila Zu. B'tzorach Litvo Imbola Hachnis Echad Mevar Vazara. Right, that's a shaila. The answer is, yeah, in a Harami, even for a Bia B'miktzas, you have to be Tovel. Iboyelahu, Ma'u Shiyasa Sakin Aruka V'yishchot. Right. What if you don't, what's it called, work into the Azara, but you do avoda in the Azara from outside? You make a big knife, stand outside the Azara, and shech the animal inside, and you're tar. Tiboy le Benzoma, tiboy le Rabbanan. So this will be a shaila both according to Benzoma and according to the Rabbanan. The Pligio le Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbanan argue on Rabbi Yehuda, who say that you need a tvila even for a mitzora, even if you were tovel the day before. Maybe Benzoma is only Mechayev you a Tvila, even if he holds it to the Raisa, right, if you're outside the Azara, but inside the Azara not. Or maybe not. Maybe even if you're outside the Azara, but you're doing Avoda in the Azara, we're afraid that you'll forget yourself and you'll end up going into the Azara. And even though the Gemara in Chulin says that you could shecht, if you're Tamei, you could shecht with a long wooden knife. And we're not afraid that you'll go into the Azara, that's because you're Tamei. Right? We're only afraid that maybe you'll come to touch the carbon or whatever. But that you'll walk into the Azara, we're not afraid, because you know you're Tameh. But here you're Tahar. So you may forget yourself and go into the Azara without the Tvila that you're Mechuyiv, even though you're Tahar. So Tiboyel Rabbanan, the Pligya Leder of Yehuda, Adkan Lo Kamri Rabbanan Hashem Lo Ka'avid Avoda, with the Rabbanan who say that a Mitzorah does not have to be what's it called, Tovo. Because he was Tovo the day before, no, just the opposite, Rabbanan hold that a Mitzorah does have to be Tovo. Rabbanan who argue on Rabbi Yehuda, what do they say? Right, that's right, that's what's it called. Mitzorah Tovo Va'omi B'Shar Nikana. Where is it up on that? Right, only a Mitzorah. Because Daish Tum Batumba. But a regular person doesn't have to be Tovo. The Rabban and Wagner of Yehuda hold a regular person doesn't have to be Tovo before he goes into the Azora. So that's because you're not doing Avoda. Avahacha the Ka'avid Avoda lo. But here, Lamaish, you're doing an Avoda, Shita, even though it's not an Avoda, the Gabe Kahuna, it's an Avoda. Oh, Dilmaloshna, Teku. So the Shaila is both according to Ben Zoma. Maybe you should have to be Tovo, or maybe not. And also according to the Rabbanan, who normally hold not, maybe over here, since you're doing Avoda, you do have to be Tovel. That's the Shaila. Let's take Tiboya Sakin Aruka, Liftor Asmo Minatvila. That doesn't want to be Tovel. So he's going to get a big knife and shecht in the Azorah without going in. The Yamod Chutzla Azorah, the Yoshid Yodol Lifnim, the Yishchot. Ni Liftor Bahachi Minatvila, O Dilma Boy Tvila. Is he potter from the Tvila, since he's not going into the Azorah? Or since he's doing avoda in the Azara, even though he's not there, he has to be tovel. Lien hechshera the carbon lokom iboyale. The afagav the omid bachutz v'shachak shera. The carbon for sure is kosher, because you need the carbon to be in the Azara, not the kohen. The tanya bezvachin ben habakar l'fnei Hashem v'lo shochet l'fnei Hashem. The shochet could be a zor too. Doesn't have to be l'fnei Hashem. Doesn't have to be in the Azara. Only the animal has to be in the Azara. Tiboyle ben Zoma, the Bachmer Ba, even according to Ben Zoma holds that normally you have to be Tovel min HaTorah, maybe over here you don't have to be Tovel because you're not in the Azorah. Tiboyle Rabbanan, the Pligele Rabbi Yehuda, the Amru Kol Adam Loboy Tvila, the Rabbanan holds that a regular person who's not a Mitzorah does not have to be Tovel if he's Tahar before he goes into the Azorah. Le Gavoy HaNichnesla, only a person who goes in the Azorah, but not a person who's, what's it called, standing outside. Okay. Chamesh Tvilos V'Asorah Kedushin Tovel. Tovel Rabbanan. Chamesh Tvilos V'Asorah Kedushin Tovel Kohen Gadol U'Mekadosh Bo B'Yom. The Kohen Gadol has 5 Tvilas and 10 Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim on Yom Kippur. The Kulan B'Kodesh B'Beis HaParva. All the Tvilos are done in the Azara on B'Beis HaParva. Chutz M'Rishona Shoysa B'Chol Agavi Sharamayim. The first one was Bechol, the first Tvila, didn't have to be in the Azara, because that had nothing to do with Yom Kippur, that was a regular Tvila before you go into the Azara every day. And that was done on the top of Shar HaMayim. That's where the mikvah was. It was like a container built onto the roof of the Shar HaMayim. This was right near the, what's it called, Lishkas Parhedrin. So you didn't have to walk too far to make the first tefillah. Omra Baya, Shema Minah, Ein Itim, Gavo Mikarka Azora, Esri V'Sholosh Amos. There was a stream that went down the mountain, the Harabayas, and that's where the mikvah filled up. So that stream must have been 23 Amos higher than the, what's it called, than the floor of the Azara where the Shar HaMayim was, because the water had to flow down. Water doesn't flow up, so it had to be higher than the Shar HaMayim. And the Shar HaMayim, we'll see, was 23 Amos above the Karka of the Azara. The Snan Kol HaPsachim Shoyu Sham Govin Esri Amos. Barach ben Esher Amos, Kutz Mishalulam. All the entrances were 20 Amos high and 10 Amos wide, except for the Ulam, which was 40 Amos high and 20 Amos wide. So that means that the height of the Shar was 20 Amos. That means that the minimum height, we'll see the Gemara says that the Choral had to be higher than the Shar, than the opening, the roof. But that doesn't count because it wasn't an extra Amma, the Gemara is going to say. So the height of the, what's it called, Beis Hamayim, Shar Hamayim, was at least 20 Amos, was 20 Amos. V'tanya, v'rochatz besoro b'mayim, b'mei mikvah, kol besoro, mayim should call gufa olavahen. A mikvah has to hold enough water to contain a person's whole body. How much is that? The kamahein, amal amma, v'rum gimel amos. One amma by one amma, three amas high. Why? First of all, because, not because a person is only three amas high, a person is four amas high with his head. But when you go in the mikveh, the water rises, and you put your head down. So you don't need an extra amma for your head. Three amas is enough. That's one thing. Secondly, maybe they had a mikveh that was shallower. It wasn't three amas high. How do you know you needed an extra three amas for the kohen gadol to go in? Maybe it was a shallow mikveh that he lied down in or sat down in. Maybe it was only two amas and bigger in area. So Tosfos says they wanted to make sure that the Kohen Gadol was comfortable. And with one by one by three, you can tovel comfortably. Anything else, you have to lie down or sit down, it's not comfortable. So they wanted to make it as comfortable as possible. The shear, therefore, was one by one by three. That was a comfortable way of being tovel. So if that's the case, the shear u'chachomim mei mikvar boim sar. The 1 by 1 by 3 is the volume that fits 40 saw. Rashi. Ein itim mimenu ba amas hamayim lebeis tefilas shar hamayim shalachoma. The water for the mikveh came from this stream that came down the Har Habayis. Ulefi inyan hamikros nirali shehu mayim mei naftuah. According to the Psukim, it appears to me in Sefer Yoshua that this is the stream that's called Meinath Toach. Ha'omer b'Sefer Yoshua, Shemisham ha'gvul mishapeh v'yori. The gvul, right, what's it called, goes down according to the, what's it called, the gvul is made by this stream. The yorid l'mizrach l'marv, it goes east to west. V'hu ha'gvul b'chol Eretz Yisrael. The hach milsa d'abaya mishum d'amrinim mizvachim sover l'mivneyo l'beis hamikdash b'ein itim. The Gemara says that they wanted to build the Beis Hamikdash by ein itim, which was higher than the Har Habayis. And it came down from the higher mountain down to the Har Habayis. Amrei nichse beit porsa. No, it can't be in the higher mountain. It has to be a lower mountain. Dichsiv u'ben k'seif of shachim. The Rabbanu Shem rests by the shoulders, not by the head. So the head is higher, and here it has to be a little bit lower. So the Har Habayis, Har Moriah was the place, not Ein Itam, which was higher than Har Habayis. The Shamina Mineshu Gavoa Minakov, Velo Parish Minole, who Parish Le Habayah. Here Habayah said that Ein Itam was the stream that divided Eretz Yisrael and came down from a high point in Yerushalayim down to the Har Habayis, and that's where the water came for this mikveh. Gavoh mikarka zore esrim v'shalosh amos. So that Ein Itam must have been a minimum of 23 amos higher than the karka of the Azorah. How come? Kemidas gova shar hamayim ubinyan kli shel shalosh amos milmala lahachzik arba'im sa. Because the water had to flow into a kli that was at least 3 amas high, and the what's it called, Shar Hamayim, was 20 amas high. So it had to be able to flow to a place that was 23 amas higher than the Karka Zara. So it had to be at least 23 amas higher than the Har Habayis. Why? L'hazik arboim soshi, e'ef shalamayim lalos lahar shugavoa mimakom shenovim shot. You can't have water flowing up. It can only flow down. So it had to be the stream had to be higher than the top of the mikveh, which is 23 amos above the karka of the Azorah. Chutz mishal ulam shigavu arboim v'rachu esrim. The ulam, the shar ha'ulam, was 20 amas wide and 40 amas high. But all the other ones were 20 amas high. Where it says, the ha'ika ama tikra, the ama maziva, the chora, it had to be higher than 20 amas. Because 20 amas was the opening of the shar. That means that on top, there had to be a roof, a ceiling. So the shar ha'mayim was higher than 20 amas. So where it says, Sharon the Beis HaMikdash Kivan the Shisha Ninhu B'mashu Avdilahu. Since they're made out of shayish, right, out of marble, they didn't need a wide ceiling. A little bit was enough. And since, right, so it had to be 20 amas plus a mashu, it wasn't 20 amas, it was a little bit more. Kivan Lohavi Amsalokashim, since it wasn't a full amma, didn't count it. It mentioned 20 means 20 plus a fraction. Rashi Vika Amma Ovi Tikra Alchol Ashar, right? The Amma Maziva Shaltit Bechol Megubal Yachad Lios Hamayim Nochinsham Levad Omek Hachol Sholosh Amas Chashavta. You need more than 23 Ammas. First, you need at least an Amma for the ceiling. Then you built this container above. Right, the empty space was 3 amas. You needed 3 amas for the coin to be able to go in to fill up with water, but then you needed some solid thing to build it up, so the space didn't start till you had some solid. So it was a lot more than 23 amas. Mashu avdilei tikra shelohem. Where it says, no, since everything was built out of marble, you didn't need an amma for a ceiling. A little bit was enough. And since it wasn't a full amma extra, it just counted it as 23. Okay, parsu shavin shel boots. Let's finish the Mishnah. They spread a linen blanket or curtain to separate so that they didn't see the kohen gadol mitovel for tznius. Maishna shel boots. Why dafka they use a curtain of linen? Kedomer of Kahana, like Rav Kahana said later, Kedeshiyakar Shavodas Hayom Vidide Boots. Kohen Gadol should remember that he has to be obeyed in the regular four begodim of Yom Kippur and not in his regular eight begodim. So they reminded him by spreading a curtain of linen that he should remember and he should put on his linen begodim. Shiyakar Shavodas Hayom Vidide Boots. Rashi. The mashu avdila tikra shalohen shavodas hayom v'bigdei boots shai sheyesh hayom alav avodas shi v'bigdei boots. He should know that there are avodas that he's going to have to do only in linen begodim and not in his full eight begodim. L'fi she'enu ragel l'sharis below shmona begodim. It's not usual. He's not used to serving with less than his eight begodim on the whole year. The yesh men shall zav kigon sits v'choshen v'eifod u'pamoni amil, and therefore he can't wear those on Yom Kippur. The Gemara says because they're enkateger nasa sadeger, so he's going to have to wear only big day boots. That's what the Torah prescribed. So in order to know clearly that he's going to have to change into big day boots, they put a curtain of boots to remind him.